Yarnell, and Dr. E.J. Hogendorn. Mr. Hashi is the Executive Director of the Heritage Institute for Policy Studies, an impressive think tank in Somalia. He has also served Somalia's government in various roles, including in the offices of the Prime Minister and the Presidency. Dr. Bacon is the Assistant Professor at American University and spent 10 years at the Department of State working on counterterrorism issues. Mr. Mark Yarnell is a Senior Advocate for Refugees International and has a background working on humanitarian relief issues. Dr. Hogendorn is a Deputy Program Director for the International Crisis Group and has previously served as an arms expert with the United Nations Panel of Experts on Somalia. With that, we'll recognize Mr. Hashi.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me here today. I arrived from Mogadishu, Somalia, and if the situation in Washington is a bit complicated, Mogadishu is also as complicated because I slept last night. There are ongoing efforts to unseat the Speaker of the Somali Parliament and also to actually unseat the cabinet. So we have situations everywhere. When I talk about Somalia, I always like to bring to the attention of my audience that the situation of Somalia needs to be taken into context. Somalia is a country that for 25 years or more was a failed state. And even now it's described as a fragile context. So it hovers or oscillates between fragility and failed state. And the reason Somalia is like that are many, but I would like to just mention four. I have sent you a written statement that outlines our views about what's going on in Somalia. But the four main reasons why we have the situation we have in Somalia is, number one, is the ongoing insurgency of Al-Shabaab. Last 10 years, Al-Qaeda affiliated, very determined, strong, well-resourced insurgency is trying to infanticide the Somali institutions that are very fragile. And thus far, the efforts of the Somali government and the African Union and the international community was not able to put to an end of the Al-Shabaab problem. The second reason Somalia is the way it is the absence of enough effort among the Somalis and the Africans and the Arab countries and the international community to also fix this failed state. It's like, you know, asking somebody to go to Mars with gadgets they get from the dollar store. The effort Somalia gets for the past 25 years is equal to expecting somebody to go to Mars with the stuff they get from the dollar store. It has been never enough, and I can just give you one single example. The budget of the Somali government now is, this year is $270 million. The entire Somali government is $270 million. But it needs about $3 billion to create opportunities for the Somali youngsters, which is about 70% of the population, to deal with Al-Shabaab and to provide services. So sometimes, although everybody knows the limited resources this government gets or is able to generate within, still we expect this government to act like a government and to provide services to its citizens. The third problem we have in Somalia is the mediocreness, unfortunately, of our politicians. Whenever we get an opportunity to move things forward, our politicians end up unnecessary political infightings, which is going on in Mogadishu today, where the MPs who just came back from recess are trying to unseat the speaker and the prime minister and everybody, and that hampers the energy of the Somali people who have suffered a lot and who want to fix their country. And also it actually dampens and affects the energy and enthusiasm from the international community. Finally, one of the biggest problems we face in Somalia is the meddling of external actors, sometimes for geopolitical reasons. Now the Gulf crisis is actually unraveling Somalia because certain different quarters with the Somali political elite are siding one country or another. And that's actually refabricating the entire system, and it creates regression, and it creates a lot of problems. Having said that, everything is not doom and gloom in Somalia. There is a lot of ongoing efforts to the extent that Somali think tank is coming to Washington to talk about Somalia, and government is doing its best, and citizens are doing their best. And also, unless those four items are dealt with, especially the Somali politicians, unless they get their acts together, all the other problems will just increase. And since I have 5 minutes, I think maybe I should just stop it there. And I'm happy to answer your questions. Thank you.